When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I mean, that's how you start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, a little mi burrito.
Yes.
And we're at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale, the 13th annual Channing Crowder Toy Drive. And we were just taking some pictures. They were so nice here at the Boys and Girls Club. So they presented Crowder during the commercial break with an apron that the kids here made.
That's awesome.
It's a Crowder powder apron, and they made it here. And
it's the Crowder powder apron, and they made a whole mural stadium that I have a replica on with hats. They
Very
gave me
cool.
a whole grilling set with the tongs and everything, man. It's amazing, man. I really, like you're saying, we give back, and good people are always around good people.
We got a nice little frame picture. It says, thank you for stepping in and shaping futures. And it says, Odyssey, WQAM, and it's a nice little Boys and Girls Club frame picture that they gave us. They were so nice. This made my day. They gave me a microphone trophy, which I will take home and put behind me for when I do the broadcast from home. And it says, thank you for all that you do from all of us at Lester H. White. But I have never had, I told them, I've never gotten a trophy that was a microphone. I have waited 55 years for a microphone-style trophy, something to celebrate my greatness in the world
awesome.
Of broadcasting. Anywho, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour and Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park. If you're looking for a spot, you know, starting tonight to watch the college football playoffs, you can do it there. Yep. Panthers hockey all weekend long or basketball, whatever you want to watch. They show all the college games, the NFL games. They do official Panthers watch parties as well. They have an official Panthers watch party coming up January 14th. And I always remind you, too, if you want to get a nice little holiday, if you're going to a holiday party, you don't want to show up empty-handed, but you don't want to bring just the same, you know, bottle of Pinot Grigio that everyone else brings, you stop by Funky Buddha. They've got special releases in the tap room, and it makes for excellent gifts, like Coquito, which is derived from the Puerto Rican holiday drink, and it's barrel-aged in rum barrels. And they've got Snowed In, whiskey barrel-aged version of Last Snow, and they've got them in the 22-ounce bottles, which makes it perfect for gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So you stop by Funky Buddha, tap room in Oakland Park, grab yourself one of those, two of those, 10 of those, and you hit all your holiday parties, and you are good to go.
I haven't hit that Coquito yet.
That is some holiday drink right there. You put on a little mi burrito,
what?
And you pop open a little Coquito, and you're living the good life.
Ready to go.
We'll get headlines here. Dan Day is subbing in for Solana. Solana's on his way to the Kaseya Center because you've got Heat and Thunder tonight, which you'll hear on this radio station. A little curious because Solana showed up a couple minutes late for today's show, said that he had a stomach ache, And now he's left early, but the game doesn't tip off till 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
I understand when it's the 7:30 tip-off and he's got to get to the Kaseya Center. I'm not exactly certain why he needed to bolt early for an 8 o'clock tip, but, you know, it's a Friday. He knows that we'll forget about it by the time Monday rolls around.
Look, I don't think his thumb is going to hurt for Tommy Tighe.
No, he'll be fine. Yeah. He'll be healthy. Healthy as a...
We're backburner.
Anyway, Dan Day's got your headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Getting down to action tonight, 7 o'clock Panthers. They're going to be taking on the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah, Panthers tonight on 790 AM. I know my son and his friends are going to the Panthers game tonight.
Sounds good.
Used to have to take him in my car, put him in the old, you know, child seat. Now he's driving himself and enjoying the Panthers.
When are you going to understand he's a grown man?
No, it's hard. It's hard to rationalize in my head.
Man, dude. Grown man with facial hair.
I know.
Yeah, he's been doing grown man things. Wasn't he at like an MMA event? And then he was somewhere else I was seeing.
Yeah, he went to UFC in Tampa last weekend. Oh, he said that was the best live sporting event he's ever been to.
Really?
UFC fights. And he's obviously, being my son, he's been to a million.
Yeah.
That was, he said, the most exciting sporting event he has ever seen live.
I got to go to one then.
Yeah, he said it was unbelievable.
Because even the fight started and that Tyson, who was it, Paul thing was terrible, but the energy in
that's what he was saying. The walkouts, you know, the energy in the arena. And that wasn't even a huge UFC fight card. Like, it wasn't even a numbered event. And he said it was just unbelievable.
I got to check it out.
That sounds pretty cool right there. Like you said earlier, Hawk, tonight, 8 o'clock, Kaseya Center, Oklahoma City is in town to take on the Heat.
All right, very good. Imagine, I can't sign on to my gambling app in here, but I imagine the Heat are underdogs tonight, right?
Yeah. Should be dogs, OKC, and they just got rocked.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they had that tough NBA Cup
they
game where they
rocked.
Couldn't Milwaukee hit the drug them, so well, now they need to get some get back.
They couldn't hit the broadside of a barn that game. Whew.
It was bad.
Yeah, I was pissed because Solana had told me you were off, I think, that day, or maybe you left early. Solana had said to me, I like the Bucks getting 4 tonight. He's like, they're jelly. And I, for whatever reason, I was like, I don't want to bet the NBA Cup final. And man, that would have been easy money.
I bet it because I was off and I was listening to y'all.
I wish I did, man.
And I thought about it. I was like, Milwaukee has monsters, even though they started slow. I want some money on that game.
All right, I was just able to get on the app. Heat are 1-point dogs tonight, hosting OKC. 1-point dogs.
I take OKC.
I know, I kind of would too. Yeah.
I don't know why we're whispering to each other.
Guys, come on. The college football playoffs kick off tonight, Indiana and Notre Dame at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. What's going on in your Florida game? Do you know?
I do not know, and I have money on it.
It was 6-0 last I saw. Florida was winning.
Ooh, what a stinker.
I think Tulane.
Yeah.
Tulane, Florida.
It is 6-0 at halftime. Florida, 6-0 at halftime. Holy mackerel.
What bowl is that?
Can you imagine watching that game right now? That's the human growth hormone of the Amarillo Bowl.
Macaroni Bowl? What are we talking about here?
Sometimes you need extra help.
Jimmy was excited about this one. The Miami Marlins agreed to terms with free agent infielder Eric Wagaman. He debuted in the major leagues last year.
Jimmy seems to have a different attitude than you do. He does not seem to be excited about that signing at all.
Well, I'm excited they actually made a move. I mean, not a great move, but a move nevertheless.
Right.
It's not a
move.
But
have we heard of that guy? I saw the press release as well. Have we heard of that guy?
27-year-old rookie who played 18 games with the Angels last year. I don't know if that's a move.
No idea who that is. All right.
7-year-old rookie.
I'm all in on the Marlins this year.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm with Jimmy, though. Make any move. Any move is better than
something.
No move.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're loading up the old farm league.
That's right.
Probably got them for a bag of baseballs and some extra infield dirt. Good
some
deal.
Of the toys that are here.
Coming back around with Hawk, man. Just put a fish tank behind the plate now.
I'm telling you, dress it up.
I think I'm coming around.
Just dress it up.
Let's get to weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is cooling down here in South Florida. It's going to be mostly cloudy for the rest of the evening with temperatures dropping down into the high 60s.
All right, we'll take a quick break from here at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale, Channing Crowder Toy Drive, the 13th annual, and a ton of toys have been dropped off this afternoon. Some have already been taken home, including some bikes. I mean, time of everyone's lives.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think the most important thing that we learned today is that at one point, the Canadian donut chain Tim Hortons offered lasagna.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Now, who's this? Is this Mannheim Steamroller? Is it Trans-Siberian Orchestra? It is Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Crank it up for a sec here. You didn't know that?
Man, who nobody knows that.
Stop
but
it. You don't know Trans-Siberian Orchestra for the holidays?
Who knows that name?
Come on.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Next thing you're going to tell me is the Super Bowl isn't popular.
Not a national holiday.
It's a great.
The internet killed the Super Bowl.
Banger. The internet killed Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
There you go, Tree. I'm telling you, Tree, he doesn't believe in the internet.
We were talking about the lines, the Heat and the Dolphins line. I don't know if I mentioned the Dolphins line in the last segment, but Dolphins are -1 on Sunday. This month marks 1 year of legal sports betting for all of Florida on the Hard Rock Bet app. So, and gather around, kids. Let me tell you about the Hard Rock Bet app.
Don't worry.
Make sure you have the app downloaded so you can bet from anywhere in the state of Florida. Little Janie, you're not paying attention. Uncle Mark is telling you about the lines.
Say four.
Hard Rock Bet is running new promos every day in December. Don't miss out on profit boosts, including same game parlay profit boosts, where you can create a parlay from just one game, turn up the amount you could win when you boost your own bet. There's so many sports to bet on this time of year. College football playoffs, obviously. Just about anything you can imagine. Try your first bet on any sport. Pro football, college football, basketball, soccer, hockey, MMA, you name it. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. That's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app right now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida, must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. I won. I had the over last night in the in the Broncos game. That easily went over. That is such my kind of game. That's what I want to see. What's the over under for the Dolphins game Sunday? Do you have any idea?
Gotta be high 40s.
I want to say 45. I saw it.
Is it 45?
I think that's what I saw.
Let me see here. I'm making the the servers here at the Boys and Girls Club nervous. The things going on my phone. I think I don't know. Did I go back on Wi-Fi? Oh yeah, I'm blocked there. I can't.
Oh, you can't Wi-Fi.
I gotta go back to LTE to see what it is for the Dolphins game. Let's see here. Dolphins on Sunday. It's a 4:25 game. 44.5 right now is the over under. By the way, we can make this 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored because I don't think we did that today. Game Day Uncensored will start at 1 o'clock this Sunday. Not your normal 9 a.m. start. No, is that not true, Dan?
It's a noon to 4:25.
Oh, noon to 4. Yeah, where did I come up with 1 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was my math.
Oh, no.
I was trying to do 4 hours prior to the game, and I came up with 1 o'clock in my head.
Transformers of the world, whatever you just
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I did not know that.
Nobody knows.
Time for 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So Dolphins are 1-point favorites, and the over-under is 44.5. Let me just see some of these player props here.
I'll go over.
Tua passing, 245.5 yards.
Over.
Brock Purdy, 239.5.
Under.
How about this? Tyreek Hill, he had that tweet this week, I should be coaching, something like that, and, you know, who knows what he really meant. But, you know, he said that one day he wants to coach. His over-under on receiving yards is 72.5. He needs to have a breakout game at some point. Everyone's talking about it.
Yes, and he has to ball. The San Fran defense is not bad. Now, I know they're not having the season they want, but right. that defense can play, but they'll have to open it up. That's why I like the over, because I think they're going to, you know, I think this game will be that high 20s winning game. So I would, you know, it over. And all the criticism of him, people are calling him old now. Is Tyreek really that good?
Like he wants to show out. Obviously, yeah. He wants to show out every game. But
and I don't know if it's just because we're local, but people are talking about now he would be the best trade piece to rebuild the Dolphins and all of that stuff. You know what? Tyreek over.
Tua, rushing yards, 2.5.
Terrified. Never betting it again the rest of my life.
I know. Brock Purdy's 14.5, but Tua is 2.5. Receptions, Tyreek over-under on receptions is 6.5.
Leave it alone.
Jonnu Smith is 5.5.
There we go.
You just ride him over every game?
We've hit, twice in a row now?
Malik Washington, over-under is 2.5, but it's minus 180. Oh. But Malik Washington has been getting some targets.
I like the Jonnu. Jonnu is,
he's been a payday.
He's Jarvis Landry, but he's gonna catch the balls. He'll get 9.
He's Jarvis Landry plus touchdowns, though.
He's getting some touchdowns. Yeah. 9 catches for 19 yards.
And go over the lines real quick for this weekend. So tomorrow, Kansas City hosts Houston. Patrick Mahomes will play. KC is a 3.5-point favorite.
I'll take KC.
I don't know. I kind of like Houston getting the points there.
And Patrick's going to – he can't run. He right. can't plays.
And they seem to squeak him out, you know. 3.5 is I like it because it's the 3.5.
That hook. You know why you talked me into it. Houston with the hook.
Baltimore late game tomorrow. Baltimore Ravens hosting the Steelers.
I think the Ravens drag them.
Really? Ravens are 6.5-point favorites.
I think they drag them. Double digits.
Really?
I think I bet the parlay with the Ravens winning in both parlays.
Sunday, you've got the Carolina Panthers hosting Arizona. Carolina's a 4.5-point dog at home.
Oh, Carolina's been playing okay.
I never bet them, period. And I'm never betting them, and I will never bet the Bears again.
I teased
them last week. I've been fooled by them all season. Never again. Bengals are 9-point favorites over the Browns, who are starting Darius T. Rucker, something like that. I forget what the guy's name is. Dorian Thompson Finney. I don't know.
Darius Rucker's playing.
Shea Gilgeous Alexander. I can't remember the guy's name.
Browns under. Darius Rucker is the quarterback.
Who is their?
Dorian Thomas Robinson.
Dorian Thompson Robinson.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Bengals.
Laying 9.
That's a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. Yeah, I like that.
They got to score. Browns are going to put nothing on the board.
Detroit Lions are in Chicago. Lions are 6.5-point favorites. Oh. I'm betting the Lions all day long. I will never bet the Bears again.
No.
Ever,
Lions.
ever.
6.5?
Yeah, it seems low.
Oh, yeah. I'm betting the Lions.
Rams are at the Jets. Rams are 3-point favorites on the road. I think Aaron Rodgers is just toast.
He threw for...
I think
something.
He is toast.
Think he's done.
I think mentally, I'm watching him with Pat McAfee and whatever. He's just somewhere else, man.
Didn't he go for 330 or 350?
Against the Dolphins?
Week? No, last week, because I know Devontae Adams had 200.
Oh, yeah.
So he had a big game. What was it, Jacksonville? That was a bad team.
No chance he's doing that again. Let me see what his passing over-under is. 242.5.
I take his over.
I go under. Atlanta hosting the ridiculously bad New York Giants. And Atlanta's going with Michael Penix on Sunday. They're 9-point favorites. That's a lot of points to give with a quarterback who's never started before.
What is Penix numbers, though? Because they have to make him look good.
Let's see. 227.5 passing.
What about rushing? Young will take off.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. 7.5 yards.
Oh, where's my phone?
I think that's the bet, right?
Where's my phone?
My agent just handed you your phone.
Agent, this is an emergency.
This is a gambling emergency.
7.5?
That does seem low, right?
My goodness.
But are we stereotyping him?
We're not. Because he's young and black.
Yes.
No, he's fast and he runs.
Are we stereotyping him because he's a black quarterback? We think he's going to run a lot?
No, Hawk. He's young, even if he was green. He's young. He's athletic. He doesn't see his first couple reads. He takes off. If it was 30, 40.
Which is kind of where I thought it was going to be.
7.5?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm putting the bankroll on this.
Does he have a walker or something? It seems absurdly low.
Is he injured? Let me
artificial hip. What's going
show
on?
Up with a boot.
What's like the policy on actually putting in a bet here from the Boys and Girls Club? This is such bad form.
They're trying to block me.
I feel terrible about myself. I am literally putting in a bet from the Boys and Girls Club during a toy drive. I feel awful about this.
Next step is church.
I'm stopping at church. I just put it in. I feel terrible.
You shouldn't.
All right. Well, I just put $50 on Michael Penix over 7.5 yards rushing.
I always
on Sunday.
Tell these kids bet on themselves and stuff like that.
Follow my example, kids. Listen, young Timmy, if you don't want to choose a toy, I'm going to give you a sure thing for Sunday. Take that home. Washington Commanders are 3.5-point dogs at home to the Eagles.
Oh, Eagles are rolling.
Man, but Jaden Daniels is good.
He's playing well, but the Eagles, I think it's more Eagles than Commanders disrespect.
Colts are 3.5-point favorites at home. They are hosting Tennessee.
Tennessee's terrible.
The Raiders are 1-point favorites at home hosting Jacksonville. What a god-awful matchup that game is.
They should even bring cameras to that one.
The Buffalo Bills host the Patriots. You want to guess what the line is there? Bills hosting the Patriots.
It's hard to be double digits in the league. 9.5.
14. 14.
I would lay it, too.
The Sunday night game, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3.5-point favorites at Dallas. And I like the Bucs on that one. Look at that. Aronde is back.
Oh, gee.
Look at that.
For the babies.
Loaded up with toys. Holy mackerel.
That's cool, man.
Look at that. He's wearing his Grinch hoodie. I mean, OG is back. Back and better than ever. All right, let's take one more break. We'll come back and wrap things up from the 13th annual Channing Crowder Toy Drive at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club here in Fort Lauderdale. It's been a really fun afternoon.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I still get the cookie at Publix.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap, and we really have had the good vibes this afternoon. It's the 13th annual Channing Crowder Toy Drive, and the entire beautiful Crowder family is with us here. Well, Chaz isn't here, but Ava's here, and Chan is here, and Asia's here. Where is Chaz?
He's with his correction officer. It was his probation day. He had to put some time in.
Well, it is a wonder. Rhonda Gadsden just came back during the commercial break, and it really is a tremendous day. Hopefully, I always say it every year, hopefully listeners get something out of it. It's not our typical show. We did give you a little sports talk today, but we talk a lot about the holidays and the spirit of giving, and certainly listeners came out strong today because it has been a cavalcade of toys and a cavalcade of happy kids walking out of here with toys, and we've been registering the parents outside for heat tickets.
Yes.
So Ty's been getting all the parents registered to win heat tickets outside. It's been a really fun day, but 13 years, you've been doing really good stuff for the Boys and Girls Club.
It's awesome, and they brought out, they had pizzas for the families, the kids this year, and the baskets. We didn't bring that up, where they get the basket for the Christmas dinner.
Take home, all the parents get the basket to take home.
Yes, and Publix came out, gave a bunch of money, and supported it all. I got a bunch of my friends. Shaker Reddy always watches out for me and everybody with that. And, yes, we were talking to Chris from the Boys and Girls Club. I always say 12 clubs. Because that's just the number in my mind. It's 15 in Broward County now. So there's a bunch of toys out here. These kids are so happy. I'm out there taking pictures. One little girl said, I saw this. I never thought I'd get it. And that's what we do it for, man. But all the listeners out there, all the support, all my buddies, I know y'all hear me, and I can't yell out all the names. And you too, Hawk. You too, Tree, Odyssey, like really supporting it. That's what it's about. We're just coming out here to try to help some kids have, you know, have a little extra smile in this holiday season.
And they definitely are having that. There goes somebody walking out with a lightsaber right now.
Lightsaber.
Time of his life right there.
His parents going to hate him when he gets home and starts hitting his brother. He's going to be.
Somebody texts in, I kind of feel like the Penix bet is your good karma for the toy drive. You can't waste it, so I hope I'm right, although I was talking with Ty from Promotions outside. He's like, Penix got a history of injuries. There's a reason that guy was always standing in the pocket in college.
Just jump him. He's going to tell me that, too, when I go outside.
Well, I don't know what to feel about myself at the end of today's broadcast because we tried to do a lot of good, but then I made an actual online wager on a quarterback rushing over. While we're out here for such a good cause, so I don't.
It's beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
Beautiful.
Is it beautiful? I don't know. I'll let you know Sunday when I'm watching this god awful Falcons game that I have no business watching.
Boys and
waiting
girls
for Michael Penix Jr. to take off.
That's our Lester H. White bet. Come on, Lester. Come on, Lester.
Well, anyway, it was a fantastic afternoon. We think Solana was there earlier, but Dan Day has been running the mothership back home for the last hour or so. Jimmy is back there as well. And thank you to all the listeners. Rhonda Gadsden was with us. Josh Appel stopped by, did a couple hours with us, and dropped off some toys as well. The Ticket Wizard.
Yes.
I believe our friends at Caneswear stopped by. CBS Sports stopped by with a whole bunch of toys. Jarrett Rutsky, listener we've known for years, stopped by. another listener from Chicago I met once at Funky Buddha.
Yes.
Forget what his name is, but he stopped by with a lot of toys. I mean, it really has been just a tremendous afternoon of support, and it doesn't happen without the help of the listeners. So it is genuinely appreciated. And, of course, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer.
Tree's up. Tree's the man.
Tree is the man.
Tree also gets his friends to donate. And
he
always brings gift cards and different people that he talked to that know we're doing it. So, really, man, good. I say it all the time. It's a cliche, but just think about it. Good people attract good people.
Yep.
And y'all are good people. And that's what all these people around here that support are really doing.
And we appreciate everyone who supported. We appreciate everyone who listened. And, again, you couldn't make it out here. Totally understandable. We got listeners all over the place. If you can this weekend, donate a toy to any toy drive around you. Make a kid's holiday special.
Ride down the street and just give a kid a basketball. Watch how he lights
it. Give a kid a basketball.
I'm telling you, I do it all the time.
And give a kid a Michael Penix rushing over if you see him. Just advice. You know, you yell it by at the park. You see some kids at the park. Michael Penix rushing over 7.5. Book it.
Hey, kid, download the Hard Rock Bet app.
What are you talking about, you creep? All right. That's going to do it for us for the evening and for the week of shows. Next week, Solana and I are working Monday and Friday. Mm-hmm. I know you're traveling. You may join us on Monday.
Trying to get on Monday if I can get to the resort on time.
But definitely we will be on Monday and Friday next week. Josh Appel will be filling in Tuesday and Thursday next week. And we'll have some football on the air Wednesday, which is Christmas Day.
Don't feel great about my last statement.
What was your last statement?
If I can get to resort on time.
I know. Thanks for helping out all the needy kids. Now, I got to get out of here. I'm traveling, and I got to get to my all-inclusive resort.
I hated how that came out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Appreciate everyone that came out. Young Timmy, would you like a bottle of Grey Poupon? No, you want the Tonka truck? All right.
I hated to end the show that way.
Anyway, Zach Krantz is coming up with Krantz's Corner next. Then you're going to get Miami Heat basketball on this radio station. You're going to have Florida Panthers hockey on 790 AM tonight. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Heat, go Panthers. Go Gators, I guess.
Hey.
Is there a score in that game?
Might score 9 points. We're rolling now.
Is there a score in that game?
There you go, Billy.
9-0.
9-0. Man, you are inching your way to that minus 13.
You hit double digits.
Oh,
we got action.
Mackerel. Everybody, great and safe weekend. We will speak with you el lunes.
Do good by people.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Paff, paff, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.